Hi, Spencer Rivers here with the Thursday edition of Well, What Do You Know? We have some weird stuff here today. Canada, things got so cold, a woman in British Columbia froze to death walking home from her next-door neighbor's house. It happened in Dawson Creek, where the temperature fell to 44 degrees below zero. The area is under extreme cold weather alert. Yeah, no kidding. They didn't add in here, which I found somewhere else, that she had been drinking quite heavily. New wearable analyzes your sweat for signs of burnout. If you're feeling stressed, there's a new wearable that can look for signs of burnout. It's a patch that analyzes your sweat and measures your cortisol levels. That's the stress hormone. When your hormones get out of whack, it'll warn you to take a break or even a day off before you burn yourself out. The sensor works around the clock, so it can even tell if you're starting to put on stress-related wait. I don't know about it. Maybe somebody'd want that. I don't. All right, what else? COVID is making another disease go away. Staying home, washing your hands a million times just isn't helping with COVID. Other diseases aren't spreading either. When's the last time you heard anyone talk about having the flu? The CDC says influenza infections last month were way, way below the usual for this time of year. Same for other stuff like AFM, which is, I thought it was about radio. It's AFM, which is kind of like polio and attacks kids. STDs are also down, and I guess that's good news. Okay, here's a guy who had his uncle's bones for two decades since his family refused to cremate him. So finally, he used his uncle's spine, rib cage, and pelvis to form the foundations of an electric guitar. He says it sounds perfect, plays perfect. Now his Uncle Philip can share it in all eternity. That's what he would want. That is just too weird, making a guitar out of your uncle's bones. Fashion is so confusing. Louis Vuitton is selling a new $8,200 sweater. And it's a plain sweater with 14 stuffed animals sewn on it. They also have stuffed animals on a $6,100 baseball jacket and a $7,450 hoodie. 90-year-old guy in Canada was frustrated with his AT&T internet service, so he paid $10,000 and in the Wall Street Journal to complain. And the same day his ads ran, he got a call from AT&T promising they'd see what they can do to help improve the service in his area. All right, Valentine's Day coming up, right? It's Sunday. Do you have anything yet? Why not skip the flowers this year and get something you can both enjoy, like a bouquet of lobster tails? A complete couple of lobster companies out of Maine, where else, came up with the idea. You can get 4 to 6 tails, and the gift comes with skewers and a Valentine's theme. A bouquet of 4 tails shipped to you runs just over $100. Okay. So you heard about that girl that used Gorilla Glue on her hair because she ran out of hairspray. Well, she's headed to California. She's going to see a surgeon there to see what he can do. She posted an update. She's flying to Hollywood and hopes that someone there, maybe a surgeon, could get the hair off her head, I guess. All right, parking in a big city could be a pain in the butt, especially when it's cold. It's nice to park close to where you need to be. One man in Chicago is using the cold to his advantage by saving parking spots. He's soaking his jeans, letting them freeze, shaping them so they stand up, and placing them in empty spots. The result? What looks like an invisible person saving a parking space. He says he's also tried freezing shirts to place on top of the jeans to complete the look of the invisible man. I wonder if that works. Huh. All right, that is it for today. We'll see what weird things happen over the weekend, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday. Have a nice weekend. I'm Spencer Rivers.